Let me be clear. The Chinese coronavirus pandemic has caused the deaths of over 80,000 Americans. It's also being reported that thousands of nursing home deaths might make up 30% of those counts. These high death counts have occurred due to poor decisions by government decision makers and operators, according to recent reporting. In fact, in my home parish, that's counties in Louisiana, nursing home deaths make up 50% of the total death count. As we reopen the country for business and move forward in our attempt to deal with the virus without a vaccine, it is critical government guidelines focus first on nursing homes, other congregate facilities, and the at-risk population. But I got to be honest, so far, I'm not seeing this happening. I see that governments from the federal to the local are focused on mass population measures almost to the exclusion of protecting the people we know are in situations we have problems at or dealing with. I was shocked to hear that there was no plan for testing every staff member daily for congregant facilities during a recent state-level press conference announcing relaxation of some of the measures. Let me just say, if you're in government as a medical advisor and leader to a governor opening a state, you better have a testing plan for these congregant facilities of all types, starting with nursing homes. If your state has policies forcing COVID-19 patients to be placed in nursing homes, change them now. If you don't have policies to test staffs in each type of these facilities daily until a vaccine is ready, do it now. If you haven't established policies for symptom checking and screening family visitors for these facilities, do it now. If you don't, you are sentencing the folks that live in these nursing homes to death and ensuring other facilities' occupants, such as prisons, get the disease at a higher rate. States need to end this unreasonable focus on ludicrous enforcement actions and mass population control measures and get to work. Get to work with real prevention policies that will have the desired effect until we get a vaccine, protecting those at risk. No other measures will work to stop sentencing our grandparents to death with these stupid policies.